knowledge fight.
And Jordan, I am sweating. KnowledgeFight.com. It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan. Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Andy in Kansas. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. Andy. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, worship at the altar of Celine, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Oh, indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Dan.
Jordan.
Quick question for you.
What's up?
What's your bright spot today, buddy?
Why don't you go first?
My bright spot is I was playing tennis with my cousin. We like to play tennis. It's fun. And then he got sick. The air quality was really bad, and he just couldn't play any longer. So we had to stop. And we'd only been playing for a little while, so it was like, this isn't any fun. But even though it was 7:30 in the morning, there was just another guy out there. There was just another guy by himself.
Now, that's weird.
That is weird.
Because tennis is for two.
It takes two.
Yeah,
baby.
Or a wall.
But yeah. he was just playing around, you know, doing stuff. I don't know.
How?
I have no idea.
Was he like hitting
balls?
The ball way up in the air?
No, he was
running
like
around?
No, he was practicing serves.
Okay,
I think that's what he was doing. So you can do that by yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not as impressive to get one past somebody if there's no one there.
No, but you know, you get a bucket of balls and that kind of thing. So instead of calling it a day, I was like, hey, let's just play some tennis. And the guy said yes.
Okay, that's
nice. It was great. So we played for another like half hour. Him and me, we talked. We, you know, it was great.
Did
it was real fun. Oh, we didn't keep score. He was not. He's not as good as me.
He's good against no one.
So it was just fun to, you know, go back and forth, hit a little bit.
Sure.
Didn't have to try and win anything.
That's nice. And you know, it's nice to run into somebody and they say yes to life.
It was
awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. We both. It's interesting to genuinely meet a new person, a complete stranger. With just the intent of, like, I guess we're going to hang out now.
Yeah.
Because both of us could feel this, like, this isn't what we do in 2025, is it?
Yeah.
Do we still just shake hands with new people? I guess we do.
Well, you have to over the
exactly, over the net.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. What's your bright spot?
Well, I think I've talked about this before, but I'm going to extend it even further.
Okay.
Cereal is getting out of hand.
Cereal is getting out of hand. I agree with you.
I have encountered a couple of cereals recently that... I feel like this isn't a bright spot. This is a warning.
This is a label.
To the cereal industry.
I'm calling you out, cereal.
You can't keep doing this. Frosted Flakes had a donut hole variety.
What?
Yeah. It's just like balls of, like, because Frosted Flakes are just like, you know, frosting on a flake.
So it's
so this
just,
is just like a round thing, but with frosting frosted on it. Terrible. Just a disaster.
That's awful. That sounds awful.
I didn't care for it, and I'm mad at the tiger now.
Yeah, I believe it.
So the other thing is every goddamn cereal is throwing in marshmallows.
That's true.
I think I've brought up in the past that I found a Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
That's disgusting.
And I recently found a Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
No.
It's too much.
No, that's a fucking travesty.
You have to choose one lane.
Yeah.
That you're going down with these candy cereals.
Marshmallows are not an addition to most cereals. Mm-mm. Marshmallows are usually a subtraction to most cereals.
They belong in specific territory. Lucky Charms.
Absolutely.
The monster varieties.
Of course.
We can throw marshmallows in there.
Blueberries, yes.
You don't want Cinnamon Toast Crunch with marshmallows.
Oh.
It's too much.
No, disgusting.
You pick one major.
Yeah.
And then you graduate.
Where are you going to focus and where are you going to matriculate? Mm-hmm. Kellogg's University, my friend.
These fucking cereals are trying to be jacks of all trade, and it's just not working.
You know, it's tough. It's tough because you got to ask yourself, like, don't we have some ambition? Like, the people who make Kellogg's Corn Flakes, they've been doing this since a guy tried to stop people from masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
This is their whole thing. What are they going to do? Just make Frosted Flakes forever? Somebody's got to have ambition. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to shoot for the add marshmallow stars.
Right, but they did the donut hole.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, the donut hole's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Throwing marshmallows and everything is insulting.
Yeah.
Because we can do that ourselves. If we really want marshmallows in
point.
That cereal,
that's a good
we
point.
Can do that.
I will put the sugar in grape nuts by myself, sir. Thank
You're
you very much.
You're depriving me from the ability to be creative.
Yep. Agreed.
And I don't like it.
No, you're right on.
Cool it. Cereals.
Knock it off.
So today we have an episode to go over, Jordan.
Right.
We're
going
to be talking about July 13th to 15th, 2025.
All right.
As we encounter the next chapter in Alex's deterioration around the Epstein debacle.
I think it's going great.
It's still going great.
I think people have got a handle on it. I think we've all moved on.
Mm-hmm.
I think, thankfully, nobody's made any own goals since this time period.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. There's not still headlines coming out that are dicey and need to be spun.
Nobody's on a rooftop.
Hey, look.
I know. We've talked about this.
I didn't look too deeply into it, but you texted me about Trump being on a rooftop and yelling at reporters. And I thought, I get it.
Yeah.
I like being on a roof.
No. You're right. This is the most relatable thing I can think of for this man to do right now.
Yeah. If you've had a folding chair and a cooler.
Yep.
Having 100%. A beer on the roof. I get it.
Guys, what are we all doing here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I'm going to open up a beer and talk to you about.
Yeah.
Yep.
It would be a chill move on the president's part to hang out with his bros on the roof.
Agreed.
But yeah, this episode sucks. This is a disaster, and I think it's very funny.
Okay.
But before we get down to any of this, let's take a little moment to say hello to some new wonks.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
So first, happy 8th birthday to Clifford, the big gay dog. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, please send help. Ultra methylene blue cleaned out my mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, and now my cells are dead. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Macho Man Charlie Donnelly comes in with a flying elbow. He's completely eviscerated, decapitated, obliterated the competition politically. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we got a technocrat in the mix, Jordan.
Ooh.
So thank you so much to Zach from Lou in St. Paul. Thank you so much. You are now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark. Bom, 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 bom. Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
So you might notice that there's a little bit of a gap in between our last episode and this one.
Sure.
And that is because Alex goes away.
I'm sorry?
He does. He disappears for a bit.
Fun.
So if you're Alex at this point, after the 9th, those are our last episode, after that, you're probably thinking that you've made it through the worst of the turbulence and that it can't really get any worse from here.
It's hard to imagine it getting worse.
Damage has been done. Trump blew up at a reporter who asked someone else why the DOJ seemed to be changing their story about the Epstein case, and that looked so bad that Alex had to explain it away by saying that Trump had made a deal with the globalists and maybe was planning on using this blackmail that Epstein allegedly created for his own purposes.
Sure.
For Americana's sake.
Survivable, at least.
But that was a few days ago now, on the 13th, and the Trump base, they have a notoriously non-existent attention span. In the past 10 years, they've cultivated a media ecosystem built on the principle of distracting the audience from realizing that Trump sucks, and he always has. If you're in the position of a propagandist within this space, in the past 10 years, you thought uh-oh, this is the big one, 100 times, only to see whatever you're really worried about fade into the background whenever some other shiny, scary headline comes around. Oh no, there's another migrant caravan. Oh no, secret Ebola outbreaks are happening in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that things had to look dark, but you would have every reason to think that maybe it could blow over. This whole time, Alex's primary message to the Trump administration has been, if you want to cover this up, then shut up. Talking is hurting the cause. And now it seems like Alex has decided to take his own advice, because Owen hosts the show for the next few days while he tries to recover from whatever the past few days' spin has taken out of him. Alex takes off Thursday and Friday, the 10th and the 11th of July, and he doesn't have a show on Saturday. But then, on Saturday, Trump got on Truth Social and posted a message that just made everything worse.
Amazing.
He said, quote, "What's going on with my boys and in some cases gals? They're going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world, and selfish people are trying to hurt it. All over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration who calmed the world with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, and more? They created the Epstein files just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me. And now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands." It's a very long post, but it wraps up saying, quote, "One year ago, our country was dead. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. Let's keep it that way and not waste our time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, someone that nobody cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter." As you can imagine, this didn't go over well. And on Sunday, even though Alex has a show on Sunday evenings, he couldn't wait and had to get something out.
Gotta do because
something. Because this is a crisis.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, as a lover of dignity, none to be found. None to be found very near here at all.
A lot of capitalization in weird places.
Yep, that sounds right.
Do you not think it's dignified for him to have put my boys and in some cases gals in quotes?
Amazing.
Boys and gals are in quotes.
Do you know what I love about something like this post? Is that this post started with, "Don't worry, I got this."
Yes. Yeah.
"Sir, what are we going to do? Don't worry, I've got this. Boys and gals, nailed it. Let's roll."
What's up with my boys and sometimes gals? God.
Sometimes gals.
What's up?
Very few gals these days. Wonder why. Anyways, Epstein's probably not a problem for me.
Would you guys please shut the fuck up about this guy?
What are we doing? Epstein. All we're doing is pointing out that he was my best friend.
That's playing right into the enemy's hands and yep. My fake friends.
Oh my God.
Won't shut up about it.
I mean, that's actually accurate, though. They are his fake friends.
I don't know if anyone's a friend.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Alex has been gone, and that's a little bit strange. But I do think that on some level, it's partially because, like, he has to think that everything's okay. Trump is it calms down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it picks back up here on the 13th, and there's just no way around stepping back in. Owen can't handle this.
Do you know what's funny about it? Is that this is one of those things where, once again, we suggest that Alex is aware that he can only make things worse because of his proclivity, his inability to not make things worse, mm-hmm. right? So we can rely on nobody paying attention to Owen or him just being able to toe the line of like, and that's it.
Yeah, Owen talks and the world ignores.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares, but Alex could create something that he's going to have to undo.
Yep.
If he's on air. He's a danger to himself in a situation like this.
Alex, you're a grenade. We got to put you away for a while. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just, and they know it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's gone. Like, he's out of studio. He's on vacation somewhere or something.
Right. He's in a bunker.
Yeah. And he has to record something on this Sunday because it's like fucking hell.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So I call balls and strikes on this. And I'm not here defending the fiasco we've seen and what's unfolded. That we've been at the very center of breaking and reporting on.
Ball.
But I have my integrity, so I've got to go where the facts lead. That said, you noticed during the last few days, I've posted a few articles, a few videos, but I've not really made a bunch of big statements about this.
Strike.
Because I wanted to really do my own research and really make an informed decision about what I was about to say.
Ball.
And doing that research has only opened up more questions than it's answered.
Error.
Yep.
Alex wasn't doing his own research. He was desperately hoping Trump would shut the fuck up and this thing would go away. He was hiding out, and rightly so. Alex was only going to talk himself into choppier waters, and like you brought up, like it's perfectly said, no one cares what Owen does. He went to jail, then got out of jail, and basically no one noticed anything had happened.
Didn't become like a martyr, didn't become just a guy who was in jail for a while.
Tucker barely interviewed him.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that if Trump hadn't posted this shit on Truth Social, Alex would still be off air. For the past few days, there's been bad vibes and hushed talk about Dan Bongino wanting to quit at the FBI, but you could still possibly think that this was going to be all right. Trump blowing up at that reporter was bad, but this is now becoming a pattern, and it's pretty clear that Trump isn't going to budge here. So I can see how this would be like a moment, an inflection point,
yeah,
where it's like, this isn't going away.
Mm-mm.
There shouldn't be any question for these people at this point. Like, Trump has made the cost of entry to the club very clear.
Yep.
And it is, shut up.
Yep.
You can't ask questions.
Guess what? I get to do whatever the fuck I want, and that's beyond what you ever imagined that I would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, surprise.
So, Alex is like, hey, man, it's a holiday, kind of.
Sure.
It's the anniversary of Trump getting shot in Pennsylvania. So why won't we think... Why? Look, think about how stressed he must be.
Let's remember that... 1 year ago today, July 13th, 2024, in Butler, Pennsylvania, a young man with total government, federal MO connections goes to that fairground and is on top of that building for at least 10 minutes with a gun, and everybody's saying gun, 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 and no one does anything. And sure enough, they've now forced the Trump administration, part of the report to come out, that 10 days before, they got a specific threat alert on the planet Butler. And then that was basically stood down on by the deputy director, who we now know is involved running the stand down.
Trump's FBI just came out and said that Crooks, the Pennsylvania shooter, acted alone and it wasn't an inside job. This is supposed to be another cover-up that Alex is furious about, but now there's some kind of a victory here or something. The report he's talking about was put out by Rand Paul, head of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Alex should definitely not agree with the argument it lays out in terms of the advanced threat warning that Trump had. Alex has said that the globalists wanted to present the idea that Iran was trying to kill Trump, and that they would spin these assassination attempts as being done by Iran in order to create public support for a war with Iran.
Right.
If you're an InfoWars listener, you absolutely know this narrative backwards and forwards. In Rand Paul's report, the advance warning wasn't 10 days prior to the Butler shooting. It was the day before, and it wasn't about Crooks. It involved the FBI arresting a Pakistani national who they claimed had links to the IRGC, and they claim admitted to the DOJ that he had come to the United States in April 2024 to, quote, recruit an individual to assassinate U.S. political officials. According to the report, he met with undercover federal agents who he thought were assassins, made a deal for them to carry out the murder, and gave them $5,000. That's not enough money for me to take this seriously. If the FBI, like, if what they're saying is true, then I'll believe that this guy probably wanted to hire someone for a murder, but if they were paying $5,000, they weren't working for a foreign government, and no self-respecting assassin would take that rate to kill a president.
That's crazy.
Either way, the report Alex is making up a bunch of stuff about here, he should have a fundamental problem with the premise that Rand Paul is working from. This isn't a report about like an inside job globalist assassination plot and the Secret Service stand down. It's about the Secret Service failing to protect Trump from an Iranian assassination attempt. Like, Alex should be mad at this report.
The Secret Service, okay. They've never protected anybody from getting shot. Right? Like, we've had the Secret Service for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I was reading a history of all the presidents who've been shot at or died in office, which was fun. But it also shows, like, the slow evolution of people being like, well, we got to protect this guy. So the first time, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're going to get shot if you try and be the president. And then they're like, we'll have a couple of guys stationed outside of here. And then the more details and then the more details and then more details. But people are still going to shoot him because you can't see people coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it works.
Sure. I haven't read this book and I don't know for sure, but I would assume that there are, like, once bullets start flying, yeah, maybe they haven't protected anybody. But earlier stages, I imagine there are some examples of things that they've averted. But there's also, like, this to me kind of feels like the terrorist plots that were disrupted after 9/11.
You know,
like there's a lot of FBI probably entrapment.
Yeah, they've done
stuff.
They've done like 100 or more of those recently.
If somebody is paying $5,000 to undercover FBI agents to kill the president, I don't know if that is an Iranian assassination attempt.
That's somebody who's clearly not capable of doing the math of murdering a president.
Probably.
So you've very specifically chosen this person to steal $5,000 from.
Yeah. So you just got to remember, man, it's a stressful anniversary, and we all should go a little light on the guy.
Yeah.
So let's just have that backdrop here of the stress and the pressure that Trump is under, and the fact that the bad guys that we know are bad, the Democrats, the globalists, you know, Obama's people, he just had his third unelected term with Biden. Let's just remember that when we're balancing all this, okay? Because my job is not to be an apologist here for Trump. I'm very, very upset.
Won't you think about how stressed out he is? This isn't apologizing. Come on, man.
I mean, there should be... I think one of the things that would make communication between all people easier is if we had a visible meter of, like, when it's going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, oh, that's going to cut it. His bullshit. But this isn't going to cut it, buddy.
Nope. The
meter's high. Everybody's meter is too high. You're going to have to find something to cut it because this isn't going to do it.
Ironically, the only thing that probably could cut it is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, again, yes.
Just have Owen...
Go home.
Yeah. It doesn't really feel like there's anything short of being like, fuck it, I've put up with this too long, Trump bought me off. And like having a Bullworth-ass moment or something like that.
Yep.
It's the only thing that really feels like it would cut it at this point.
Yeah.
Trying to deepen the conspiracy and come up with an explanation and guilting everyone about how stressed Trump must be because he got shot at a year ago.
Nope.
No way, dude.
Nope. Jimmy Fallon and break character, my man. Let's do it.
It is weak.
Yeah.
So anyway, Trump, you know, he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
Sure.
Now, we recently, after this episode... was recorded, we have gotten more information about Trump's feelings about that, which are not good.
Well.
But Alex doesn't know that at this point.
That's true.
And so Trump was in New York socialite, Palm Beach socialite. He knew Epstein. I did deep research on it. Never any connection to any of the crimes he committed.
Jesus.
Trump actually kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago 15 plus years ago, one of the first people to criticize him. And sure, he said nice things about him before because they're interviewing the newspapers all the time. Trump said a lot of nice stuff about me. So...
Dude.
What?
Don't say that.
What?
Yeah, sure, Trump said nice things about Epstein, but he said nice things about me.
Yeah, he's a lying piece of shit. What does that mean? When could you ever trust anything he says?
Well, there's that element of it, but then there's also the element where Alex is putting himself into a comparable position with Epstein, and that's not good.
Well, he says nice things about people who are evil, and then he says nice things about people who are me, and I can see that those two are very different.
Yeah.
Even though they're the only two in the same sentence.
In a season of unforced errors everybody is committing in Trump's world, that's another one.
That one's as close to the Hitler Trump one. That one's pretty obvious.
So look, even though Trump's cool and very stressed out,
super cool,
he got shot at a year ago and we should all be very nice,
trauma's
to him.
Trauma.
There's still the question of the Patel and Bongino and Pam Bondi, like they're flip-flop and it just doesn't make sense.
We recently get told there is no human trafficking. There is no blackmail. There is, he killed himself, just go to sleep. And this is after we see Bondi, as you already know, and many others saying, no, we got these 14 terabytes, the Democrats were controlling them in New York, at the FBI, they wouldn't give it to us, we went and got it, it's all those horrible kids being raped, it's all this terrible stuff, hundreds of new victims with Epstein, she's very specific. And then all of a sudden, Bongino and Patel come out a few months ago on Fox and, like, during the headlights, go, no, it's all open and shut. There's nothing there. The case is closed. And Butler's closed, too. People go, man, that's terrible. Then they go on a tour, and Patel goes on Rogan and says the same stuff a month later, a bunch of other shows, and we're just like, if you guys think you can't prosecute this and want to move on from it because it's got U.S. intelligence and Israeli intelligence involved, I'm not endorsing that, but I can at least understand the logic from your perspective of it. I said back then a few months ago, I said, shut up then. This is a self-inflicted wound. the way you are just absolutely, fully, and completely doing exactly what I would do if I was trying to discredit myself, as I said at the time.
I think that Alex can't even quite grasp what he's saying. Like, he's essentially saying, if stopping a giant child trafficking ring is too inconvenient for the deep state, then you should just let it go. But they need to do it quietly. They need to do it. I could understand you not wanting to disrupt the deep state, you know, because it would be a mess.
Yeah.
I understand that. But just shut up.
It is interesting to me when unreasonable people feel like what they're doing is saying what reasonable people would say. Mm-hmm. You know, like that idea of, well, if this is true, then you should shut up, without realizing what that admits about everything else. Well, you know, like, if you are aware that a way for them to get away with this that you want them to have is being quiet about it, then we have to go back and relitigate everything, man.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, I think it's an inherent problem that comes when your world is demons and angels, black and white, absolute, battle between good and evil. And then you have to try and equivocate a little bit and do like, well, you know, you take the wins and losses in politics. It's you can't play both games because one side is the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got either we have to fight for God or I don't really have to do anything because God's in charge, my man. Mm-hmm. That's what you get. That's why you choose that life.
Yeah. And it's just no good.
No good.
So I think that Alex does not want to talk about this Trump post.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of, like, he knows he has to.
Sure.
But he doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you've seen Trump with his Truth Social last night and here on X saying, you know, hey, look at all the great stuff we've done. The boys are fighting with Pam, but I back Pam. We all need to get
sometimes
on the same
the gals.
Team. Some of my so-called friends are bringing this up. You know I'm good. Just trust me and move on. Trump is not stupid.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's involved with Epstein the criminal. These files aren't just a list of John's for doing this evil stuff. It's all his business stuff. And so Trump had said back in October with Lex Fridman, well, I'll release JFK and 9/11 and RFK and all that and MLK, but maybe not the Epstein because that might hurt innocent people. How does it hurt innocent people if innocent people went to the island? I mean, Disney Cruises went there. How does it hurt innocent people if you're not in the investigation of criminal area? But you see, it's a bunch of powerful business leaders and people, a bunch of them who are guilty, and they're telling Trump this will bring down the stock market, this will crash the economy if this happens. And I said that last Monday, and I've been proven right. They now have floated that through surrogates. That's what it is. And I'm not defending that. I'm just simply laying out the thought process. People keep taking clips of me out of context when I'm wargaming this and doubles advocating and saying, oh, look, Jones is endorsing it. No, I'm not. I'm here exposing it all. But what I do is try to get listeners and viewers who teach me a lot as well in your comments and videos, but also I teach you to actually do what real intelligence analysts do that I do as a private intelligence analyst for Freedom, InfoWars. And I go out and try to, when I don't know exactly what's happening, but I have a general understanding, to take all the historical context, current behavior, who stands to gain, key bono, how the narratives are changing, and try to give you an approximation of what's most accurate. Like today, to have a website named InfoWars seems like that's what this all is. They say, we're in InfoWar. Everything's in InfoWar now. Well, people were so unaware of this back in 97 when I registered that name that I would say it was InfoWar. Really popularized the term, even though it was already in use in intelligence.
You can really tell when Alex doesn't want to talk about an issue that he's brought up because he'll start going hard in whatever other direction his brain wanders. This is supposed to be him talking about Trump's insane Truth Social post, and it's drifted away pretty quickly into Grandpa's story time about how smart he was to call his website InfoWars.
Yep.
He can't look at this head on, because if he did, the only way to go is to say, you heard Trump, it's time to stop asking questions.
That's it.
Trump is directly coming out on his social media platform and telling people who are upset about Epstein that they're getting in the way, they're fake friends, and they need to shut up. There's no ambiguity here. No way to say that this is the globalists. The only question is, can Trump say shit like that? And Alex's answer on this episode seems to be yes. He seems to be drifting in that direction, which is weird.
I mean, you know, at a certain point, maybe list all of your favorite ice cream flavors. Mm. And it's ice cream, so maybe every flavor is your favorite flavor.
You could take a long time just on Ben and Jerry's.
Exactly. So, you know, you just start listing those things, and then by the time that you're ready to really get into things, it's time for the show to end and for you to get some ice cream, buddy.
Second hour, Jenny's.
There's a reward at the end of talking about ice cream. And that's ice cream.
Yep.
So why would you talk about this Truth Social post?
I'm on vacation.
Bad
ice
for
cream
everybody.
Time.
Ice nom, cream nom, nom, time.
So, look, Trump threatening the media.
Sure.
Not good.
Well, I mean, for democracy or whatever.
But it's... No. No.
Well, I mean,
it's
yeah.
really just more a tactics thing. It's really just,
I agree with that.
It's just not ideal. You wish you wouldn't.
The attempts by some of Trump world surrogates to reach out to talk show hosts and journalists and influencers and say, hey, your access will be cut off. You'll never be invited to a Trump event again. You'll never be invited to the White House. You'll never be any of this stuff. You're not going to get any conservative sponsorship, you know, no campaign contribution, you know, ads running next cycle if you do this. And that's been going on. That, A, is not very moral. That's how the Democrats try to censor and control. And then B, it's going to create a mega Streisand effect, as I said, 7-8 days ago. And that is exactly what all of this has done. So again, I go back to the central point of it is Trump and it is his advisors that have gone with this narrative of them just saying, forget about it, move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. As populists, nationalists, common sense conservatives, whatever you want to call us, Christians, we are not falling to Jedi mind tricks and gaslighting. Ho, 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 teeny Jedi. So the mind tricks don't work. In fact, it makes everybody go, ooh, why are you doing this?
Remember when a couple days ago Alex made fun of Ted Cruz appealing to his boomer audience with Star Wars references?
You know, it's strange. That's exactly what I was thinking about during that
time. It's hard not to anymore.
It's very weird how we had the same thought about something very related.
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know. I've never really been involved with the world of politics.
Sure.
So I don't know how it actually works. But I would assume it's just kind of an unspoken thing that if you do things that the White House doesn't like, you might fall out of favor with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means we're not going to advertise with you or we're not going to give you White House credentials.
Sure.
I don't know how much retaliation there is, but I would assume maybe there's like a cold look you might get from the press secretary or something.
Sure.
If you do. I feel like that is just how humans interact.
It's a human system. That's how it works.
I think it's crazy to imagine that someone would articulate these things.
It's a bad idea.
Some Trump surrogate being like, we're going to cut your ad revenue if you don't fucking shut up about Epstein.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
You could imply it. I think it was Terry Pratchett. He invented this group of people, and then he had them because they didn't know how to lie. So this group of people doesn't know how to lie, and they have to have somebody to interact with the outside world, and so they call them the liar, right? And then the liar goes and meet with all of the other diplomats, and they go, you make us feel not very good about our jobs, you know, because you're saying what you are, right? It's kind of like that.
Mm.
If you don't say it, we don't have to feel like maybe we're liars here, okay?
Yeah, but in this case, it's like extortion.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
I mean, is that a kind of lie? Maybe.
Maybe it's a little bit on the you scratch my back, I scratch your back line of meritocracy.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's good for a government to retaliate against reporters.
Problem.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think that that's okay for it to be business as usual.
Sure.
But I do think that in a real world setting, a tiny bit of it probably just happens like it might at an office.
It's hard not to be like, hey, you know what? That guy's an asshole.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah.
He made me feel dumb, so I think he's an asshole. I'm not trying to end democracy. I'm trying to end that asshole.
This is like an effort to end the press.
This is the whole, let's get rid of all of it.
Yes.
Yeah. This may be a baby in the bathwater situation.
Fucking crazy.
Yep.
So Alex has a new angle on what happened here.
Great.
And
I bet it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to fly.
Yeah.
It's going to pass the mustard test or whatever.
It's going to cut it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Elon tweeted that thing about Trump being in the Epstein files.
Sure.
And then Trump kind of overreacted.
Wow.
That's really all this is.
Is that all this is?
It's really just an overreaction.
Fair enough.
We know why this is happening now. A few months ago, Trump's director of hiring, who's got a very mysterious past himself, Gore, killed Elon's director of NASA.
Not literally.
And did a bunch of other stuff because Republicans didn't want Elon in there because he's killing real
crap. Very believable now, though.
And people said, oh, screw Elon, we choose Trump, like it was a beauty pageant or something. And I said, you need to look out. Folks messed with Elon, came after him, the Democrats. How'd that work out? So this is a really bad rift. It's really dangerous. It's out of control. Trump came out and said, maybe we'll use Doge to shut down his companies, the monster he created. I said, that's very dangerous, not good. But I said, regardless now, this Epstein thing out there in the open, how will Trump respond? Well, Trump puts the pressure on, and he has Bongino and Patel announced the case is closed. They start doing it a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, right after Elon makes those statements about I'm dropping a big bomb here. Trump's in the investigation, basically in the list. Didn't say he's raping kids. Just said it's being suppressed because he's in there. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true, but let's just see. But this is dangerous. A lot of people have popcorn out. Hey, this is fun. It's like a gladiator fight. No, it's not. We need Trump to succeed. We need to stop the globalists. We need to, the Democrats we know are pure evil. That's a known thing. And so now you see this mature. It's not really been Elon that's been progenerating it now. It was Trump's over-response coming out and saying, I want that investigation case closed. Then people said, how dare me last Monday say this is from Trump, not Bondi. People were trying to scapegoat. And then, of course, he came out with a statement on Truth Social that afternoon and the next day at the press conference that's now so famous.
If Alex believes that this is the case, then you know, Trump ordered a giant cover-up of this case because he got his feelings hurt by an Elon tweet. If he believes that, then he's accusing Trump of possibly the clearest case of presidential abuse of power in American history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that Alex believes what he's saying, but if he does, then he should be calling for Trump to be executed for treason. Like, why would he want, like, Elon tweeted something that's inconvenient for me, so I'm going to mobilize the Department of Justice to squash a case. What the fuck is he even saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's a tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. More to the point, though, here, like, this is a completely different narrative than the one Alex has been going with since this story broke. If Elon's tweet made Trump overreact and demand the DOJ publicly clear him of any wrongdoing with the Epstein case, then everything Alex has been saying so far has been wrong. There wasn't a deal that was made between Trump and the globalists. This isn't Israel and the U.S. intelligence agencies fighting for control. It's two creep billionaires arguing with each other on their respective social media platforms that they own. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But it's incompatible.
Yeah. You know, it feels like Trump is speed running Nero. Mm. You know, like, he's doing all this stuff really fast.
This
he's
asshole, like, can't fiddle.
No. Well, I mean, he can watch things burn, though.
That's true, but he doesn't have the skills.
I don't know if Nero was that good, though. I think a lot of people said he was good to him, but maybe behind his back they were like, the emperor can't play.
Right. We don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure. No. Yeah.
We could litigate this all day and talk about how his technique, whether he was a good fiddler.
Look, there are things to remember, like Nero, great fiddler, not a good emperor. Mm-hmm. Hitler, terrible painter. You know, it all happens.
Do you think that if the devil went down to Rome,
mm-hmm.
do you think Nero would beat him in a fiddling contest? I think that fiddle made of gold.
I think the devil would take a knee and be like, hats off to you, buddy.
But the devil only cares about your fiddling ability.
That's true.
He doesn't care how evil you are in a fiddle
contest.
No,
he doesn't care. He's the evilest of them all,
yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think he would kick his ass.
Yeah, the devil would win?
I think the devil would kick his ass. The devil's really good at the fiddle.
Then by the transitive property, yeah. Johnny would beat Nero.
I agree. Absolutely. There is zero doubt in my mind Johnny would beat Nero.
Okay.
Yep.
It's been settled.
Yep.
So Alex is clearly trying to be like, Trump is cool. He just overreacted a little bit. He got self-conscious. It happens to all of us. But there's still gaslighting that's going on from the intelligence agencies.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Who are trying to tell you, like, hey, there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, that does seem wrong.
And you cannot go for that.
Hmm.
So everybody has seen this. And if we go along with the gaslighting and drink the Kool-Aid, we are now aiding and abetting in the lie. We're now aiding and abetting in this. We're now becoming a cult. And we are now, by extension, becoming accessories after the fact in front of God, not under law. But by saying none of this matters, none of this ever existed, none of this ever happened, we now, by extension, become part of that. And that's why it's the hill to die on. That's why I can't sit there and be part of this. Now, I'm going to continue to support the good things Trump's doing.
So Alex is sending a pretty clear message there, and that's he cares about fighting the devil, but not that much. He cares enough that he's not going to put on red makeup and carry around a pitchfork himself, because that's bad optics. But he doesn't care enough to denounce the person who he helped get elected, who is, by his own mythology and metrics, doing the bidding of the devil. This is pathetic, because Alex cries on his show about how demons are all around him, and he's in a battle between good and evil. He does that to manipulate the audience into buying supplements. You can't do that and say that you're still going to support the good things Trump's doing while he's complicit with the devil in covering up a worldwide child trafficking and blackmail operation. You can't be the fire and brimstone guy and also the let's look for nuance guy. And when you try to be both, it looks pretty dumb. And that's what you're seeing here from Alex.
Yeah.
It's just, it's clashing outfits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have a big enough cult, though, where you can be like a Christmas and Easter guy. You know, like, listen, I don't go to Trump church every week, but, you know, we do it for the music on the day. You know, we do that. We have a little relationship there. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah, if, like, there was deep hostility between the regular churchgoers and the Christmas and Easter churchgoers.
Yeah.
I think that's the inevitable direction that this has to go.
There is deep hostility, but it's well below the surface.
Yeah.
When the rest of us aren't in the way, that's who they're going after. The Christmas and Easter ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a boiling resentment under the surface.
Oh, yeah.
But this is very surface.
This is very surface.
So Alex gets back to talking about Trump's Truth Social post.
Sure.
And he's kicking around the tires of this thing.
All right.
And he's like, fuck. This could have worked. Trump could have. We should have just said that the Democrats destroyed all. This is crooked Hillary. What the fuck?
And that's something I've said, but not made a big deal about it. So in the last week, though, I dropped the ball on this. It's true. The FBI, Comey, at least from 2013, was controlling the Epstein file. They decided to go ahead and limitedly bust Epstein the year after that so that they could put pressure on all the politicians and corporate leaders that have been involved in it. And Comey under Obama was going to now use that CIA file that they'd been gathering and you know, garnering going back. They were making Mossad share their file. Mossad, from everything we know, Lex Wexler and Epstein was mainly an MI6 Mossad file. MI6 is the original Mac Daddy's of this, but Mossad's a close second. CIA close third of my research.
Sure.
They came in and controlled that prosecution, made it limited, but used the fact that, hey, we got the file now, which they'd always had, but they had to have a way to come in court. It's called parallel construction. They already have the file. It's their file. They control it. But when they've done something illegal through a blackmail operation, they've now got to create a case to then investigate all the areas of it to bring in the pieces so it can be admissible in court. Comprende? All right, good. You're getting the real download here, the real deal, the down low. So it is true that what they left in the Epstein case research investigation files, the videos, the documents, the interviews, the witnesses, the court cases, the depositions, all of it, is a deep state file. Because we've always said, oh, obviously the Democrats that were the main ones on this, some Republicans were involved as well, but 90%+ Democrats as usual, the Clintons, all of them, they're not going to leave anything in the file that's incriminating for them. They're going to whitewash it, except they could leave in what they wanted in the file. And the files are FBI agents and U.S. attorneys and people with their opinions and reports, just like Crossfire Hurricane, based on the CIA-funded Steele dossier. So when Trump said that, It's true. And it hit me yesterday. I went, oh, my God. So I was about to go ahead and shoot a report and say, this is next level. Oh, my God. And I went, wait a minute. So I haven't come to any conclusions here. I'm giving you my thought process.
It's a dumb thought process. Mm. So this is entirely incompatible with the story that Alex has been telling up till this point. The Democrats didn't alter the Epstein documents to remove themselves and leave suspicious things about Trump in. Pam Bondi was supposed to have raided FBI offices and located houses full of evidence.
Yep.
What Alex is describing is his thought process. And as much as that, when he saw that post that Trump made, he realized he could have gone with that as the primary narrative and saved himself a lot of trouble. Alex has spent a lot of time saying that folks like Bongino and Patel should have just shut up, and the only reason their actions are now suspicious is because they said a bunch of crazy shit before. He's now suffering from the same problem, where he could probably pull off the Democrats edited all the Epstein files thing if he just shut up earlier, but he said too much up till this point. It's a massive departure from where he was.
I this is what I was thinking the entire time this has been going on. I've been thinking that Larry Nichols is spinning in his grave, because the obvious thing to do is be like, it's the Clintons.
Yes.
The Clintons did it. They did all of it. And then start screaming, lock her up. That's the obvious thing to do.
It's Linda Bloodworth Thomas.
See, there you go. They've had their hands in it the whole time.
I found an unaired script of designing women that actually plays out exactly like what's happening on Twitter right now.
That does sound true.
It's predictive programming. Here's my address.
Man. It's just right there. Yep. It's just right there. That's the smart thing that Hillary did, is she went away for a little while.
But I think that, Alex, the reason he didn't do that is obviously that would not have worked. Like, it feels like it would have worked now.
Sure.
But in the moment, there's no way you're like, we can pull this off. This fucking Hillary.
I bet.
Roger would think that.
I mean, they couldn't have done it. It wouldn't be possible because of who these people are. But I think if they had advance time, advance warning, and they had an agreement on what they were going to say, if they all just screamed Bill Clinton at the same time, I think their base would have eaten it up enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah. So Alex was close when he saw this tweet and everything that's been happening. He was close to being like, fuck it, I'm going to war with Trump.
Hell yeah!
But then he realized that that post on Truth Social was right.
So I was moving into the realm of just... because of a bunch of other bad stuff Trump just did that I'll get to in a moment, of just saying I'm not declaring war yet because the Democrats are so evil, but I've lost basic faith and am beyond concerned, and now I hate to have to move my spotlight mainly onto Trump instead of the Democrats who are trying to kill him and enslave us. But I'll get to the new stuff that really is upsetting in a moment, But that fact that I think I've got all the angles and I got way more than most people, and I went, everybody's blowing up at Trump. Going, this is ridiculous. Now, this is a deep state lie. It's their file. It is their file. Whatever they decided to leave and stick in the file, like the Warren Commission, total lie about what happened with JFK's assassination. We all know that now. That's their file. That's what they decided to leave in there. And so that's really true.
This is sad. Trump's Truth Social post didn't make Alex feel embarrassed to have ever supported Trump. It made him realize that there was a very easy conspiracy angle to this story that he had completely ignored. If it's not obvious, the reason that Alex completely ignored the Democrats edited the Epstein files angle is because it's ridiculous, and it wouldn't have flown. For one thing, it's super defensive, and the audience wouldn't have gone for it. Trump's base runs off a lot of different resentments and grievances, but Alex's end of that media space has become almost entirely dependent on Satan-baiting listeners, mostly around Epstein-type conspiracies. It's too central to the mythology and Alex's reason for existing, and if you said that the Democrats can just edit these files, then there's no possible like positive conclusion left that you can promise the audience is coming.
Yeah.
The justice you're supposed to be advocating toward is now impossible, and you've created an information war where the information part doesn't matter.
Well, we've wasted everybody's time. Bye.
Yeah, it's dumb and self-defeating.
Yep.
This is a narrative that you don't think of because it wouldn't work. But then when you've gone down these really dumb roads that also don't work, you think of this and imagine, like, fuck, it would have worked if I would have just done that from the beginning.
Some other pathway, any other pathway would have been light.
Yep. Yeah. It's less that this is actually a good narrative, and it's more a reflection of how it's simple compared to the overcomplicated version of things that Alex has saddled himself with. Like, the stuff that he's trying to pull off is so nonsensical that right. This is like, well, I could explain this to a child.
But see, that's the thing about it, is that that's when it becomes nonsensical. All the other stuff started off very simple, too. And then you have to argue about it. And then you go, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, well, that doesn't make sense. In the same way, this one would have started out great. Look, this is so defensible. And then somebody asks a question, and you're like, well, what if... And then it all falls apart. Yeah. It has to get more and more complicated every time, because it just doesn't... It's not real. We're at the result. We're at the dividing line between is and is not.
Mm-hmm.
There's no middle ground here. It is or it isn't. We can't fight anymore.
Yeah. So, Alex, you heard him say that he has some other complaints about Trump.
Yeah.
And I'll just spoil that, and it's that he's not against fluoride enough.
He's too good?
No, he's not going to ban fluoride.
Ugh.
And I think that's a really bad sign that he's trying to make that something that anyone really cares about.
Do you remember when Obama wore that tan suit?
It was a scandal.
It was a scandal.
I just think that there is this indication that he's trying to shift the negative attention that's coming towards Trump to things like, yeah, attack him over fluoride.
Right.
That one doesn't matter.
Right,
let's
right,
do
right.
that. It's never going to ban fluoride in the water. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's direct our attention there. This one sucks.
Yeah.
The Epstein stuff sucks, and he's vulnerable there. Fluoride's cool.
Mm.
And I think that there's a crassness to what Alex is doing. And I think you can see it in moments like this. Mm.
And I told you last Monday, I said, this can lose the House of Representatives because people know about Epstein. They know about the cover-up. They know about the Clintons. They know about Obama and Pizzagate. And they know about John Podesta and the kids getting delivered to the, you know, woodland cabin and hot tub for his enjoyment. And his brother promoting pedophilia openly in the Washington Post in 2007, saying, what's the big deal? Showing all this horrible pedo art of kids being tortured and stuff, toddlers. I mean, you know, we know this is the deep state operating system. And so for the cheerleaders out there that jumped on me and others last week and said, Trump can do no wrong, shut up, it's 50,000 trillion D chess.
It's too many D's.
At first, oh, no, Trump's not behind it. Bonnie's over a ski, she's an idiot. Then Trump's like, no, I'm behind it. I mean, that's completely obvious. He admits it now. You know, behind saying shut it down. So that's where we are.
It's where we are. Why does he care about the House? Like, if you're accepting any of this stuff as being like what your main priority is,
right?
Why are you worried about Trump's shit, like really shitty response to this threatening elections? That's not what Alex is supposed to be about. He's
right?
not supposed to be an electoral politics guy.
No, this isn't a team sport. This isn't supposed to be a team sport. This is supposed to be, well, I mean, you know, good versus evil. But good versus evil isn't your earthly teams.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
It's just a strong indication of how incompatible, like, his behavior is with his ideology and how much he's lost his way in chasing this proximity to power or whatever it is. And it's sad.
I mean, I'm sure for a narcissist, it's the most addicting thing you could possibly have is like, look at how important I am. The president of the United States is talking to me. You
yeah.
know, that's got to be huge.
Well, I mean, also God.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously the imaginary one is there, but the one that you can hang your hat on is the real one.
Yeah, but is Trump really talking to Alex?
But that's a whole other set of questions.
Roger is, and I'm sure he's making a lot of excuses for why Trump isn't.
I bet he is. Yeah.
Eesh. So I didn't make this clear earlier, but Alex isn't just staying home from work. He's on some kind of vacation. He's sending these videos in that he shot on his iPhone.
Ridiculous.
He took Thursday and Friday off, and he said that he was going to be back on Monday. But Monday rolls around, and Owen is hosting again.
Oh, no one.
And Alex might have been able to take the whole day off, but this whole Epstein mess just keeps getting worse. In the last hour of the show, Alex pops up for a special report, and I think that it's some grim stuff.
All right, I'm doing what I have to do. My integrity's king. We're 8-9 days into this whole Epstein attempted gaslighting by the DOJ cover-up exploding. It endangers the entire Trump administration and by extension America and Western civilization and by extension the entire world. I want Trump to succeed desperately. I support 95% of what Trump's doing. I think he's a great man. From all research, he's not connected to Epstein in any illegal activities. But all the 180s and all the flip-flopping that we've seen has blown this into a new level of Streisand effect. Now, yesterday, it came out in the corporate press that Ghislaine Maxwell in federal prison for, you know, human trafficking, Epstein's accomplice, an Mossad operative, MI6 as well, that she's ready to release the list. And, you know, she's brought her case to the Supreme Court and all the rest of this. Number one, I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. She is on record a human trafficker. And you don't take somebody that's in prison and then take what they have to say later. So, yeah, I'm defending Trump right there.
Huh.
But you look at this headline, the deep state is attempting to blackmail Trump. It doesn't mean they've got something, but they have had control, like Trump said, the Democrats, of the file. They took out whatever they wanted and added whatever they wanted into it. So that's true. So a bunch of people are pissed off at me at one side saying, look, you're defending Trump when he said on Truth Social 2 days ago that they've had the file, just like Russiagate or anything. They falsify stuff. You can't believe it. That's a real issue. They could have done that. I don't know they did that. I'm simply wargaming every angle of this.
I'm just talking shit.
There's only one angle that you're not wargaming, though. Right. And that one's fairly glaring because yes. That wargame is about as simple as it gets.
Yeah.
It's called declaring war.
So on July 14th, it was reported that Ghislaine Maxwell had filed an appeal to the Supreme Court to get her conviction overturned, and she was trying to put feelers out to the DOJ looking to talk shop. This immediately got people worried, because when she went to jail, Trump said he wished her well, which was strange.
Hmm.
Add to that Trump's propensity to pardon people who do him favors, and you could easily see a pretty messy storm brewing.
Well, I mean, at least she wasn't moved to a lesser security prison.
That hasn't happened yet. Alex doesn't know that yet. She hasn't met multiple times with the DOJ.
No, I mean, listen, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine. What's fascinating about Alex's take on this story is that he's trying to discredit Maxwell in advance of the possibility that she would say something bad about Trump. He says you can't trust her because he thinks the deep state is trying to offer her a deal to attack Trump, whereas the reality seems much more likely that she could get a pardon from Trump by exonerating Trump.
Yeah.
Everyone has seen what happened with Roger and the January 6th crowd. Like, this isn't hard to understand as a game.
Oh, I mean, you know, just because you've done something multiple times and it's worked every time doesn't mean you think it's a smart idea to keep doing it.
Nah. The overwhelming sense you get from Alex here on this report that he's doing is that his audience is not into what he did on Sunday, trying to carry water for Trump's narrative that the Democrats edited the documents. This is the Russia hoax all over again.
Oh, man.
Alex floated that. No one's buying it. And now he's trying to walk it back doing the I was just wargaming act. It's very sad. And I think the sort of whiplash that you get from these 2 days is crazy.
What amazes me is that I have not seen them pay attention to anything for this long, maybe in my entire life. Mm-hmm. All of these people are continuing to pay attention to the same thing.
They have to,
which is amazing, because I kind of didn't ever believe they would have to.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never really thought we would get to a point where they would have to in look into a mirror. So this is wild, man.
Yeah, but from my experience, I think that people have, like, Alex has paid attention to things for longer earlier in his career.
Sure.
Like, you know, we watched the Boston bombing coverage.
Right.
And stuff, and that went on pretty continuously. You know, there are instances of that, but a lot of that is before social media took over everything and his brain.
Yep.
Like, it's such an anomaly now that something has, like traction.
Yeah.
Like a sticking thing that he just can't get past.
Yep.
And I think you're right that the reason is because the glaring one thing he won't entertain.
Yep.
Is that like it's so obvious that there's just one conclusion that's unacceptable.
Right. Right. Because if you weren't the guy that you're saying that you are, right, then you could at least entertain the possibility. Like, look, Obama fucked a child. Oh, no. What would we do? We would say go to prison forever. Fuck you.
Right.
That would be easy. Mm-hmm. It'd be easy. But yeah. He can't say it.
No.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Ugh.
Because God told him that. And if Trump isn't, then God didn't tell him that. Or Alex is lying about what God told him, or God's lying to Alex, and that's a mess.
Yeah, it does feel like this is one thread upon which the entire world will collapse.
Loki, that show with the tree and shit. You know, I've seen pictures.
It's the show with the tree and shit. Yeah.
So Alex is not. He's not going to do much on this episode. He's just filming a little report
because
he'd seen Benny Johnson. And he'd seen Glenn Beck, and they're talking some shit, and he likes some of the shit they're talking.
Sure.
Like, Glenn Beck is like, hey, man, we're going to lose our souls if we go along with this bullshit.
That is how it works, yes.
So Alex is like, I like what Beck is doing here.
And then what Glenn Beck said, he said, listen, we can't lose our soul over this. Yeah, we get Trump's doing a lot of good, but we know this is all there. We know that there was blackmail. We know there were intelligence agencies. We know this video of him from around the corner doesn't show that he didn't kill himself. We know this, so you're insulting our intelligence. And then to imply we want child porn released, as Bonnie and others have done, is just totally outrageous. So that's where I am on this right now. And I'll play the Beck clip, or post the Beck clip here as well, but then you've got Charlie Kirk, who I think is a great guy, and so much that your Republican voters on, I love him. He's like, I trust Trump. I trust the administration. I'm not asking any more questions, and I'm not talking about Epstein anymore. Well, that's the message I reported last week. The Carl Serafin, I got reports myself from people, but he also had his reports and some public reports of major talk show hosts, influencers, getting calls saying your access can be cut off at the White House, Susie Wiles stuff, if you don't stop, and the FBI calling people. Well, that's a cover-up. So we don't want to be aiding the Democrats here, but we're not in a cult like Democrats that go along with corruption.
Yeah, that would be nice. Charlie Kirk has been threatened by the government to shut up, and he's going along with it. That's weird. You also might notice that Alex, a couple days earlier, had talked about people who were saying that Trump has said that there's nothing here, we got to move along.
Yeah.
They were agents of Israel and Mossad. They worked for Netanyahu and all this stuff because they were Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro.
Right.
Charlie Kirk is now doing the exact same thing.
Sure.
And that's not the story for him. And there's a reason.
I don't understand. What could be the difference? Strange.
Anyway, I think that Alex is in a place where he's like, this fucking shit. I can't do this. The audience was not happy about me trying to smooth over on Sunday. And fuck, I think we might have to declare war. It might just be happening.
I mean,
if he pardons Maxwell, what the fuck are we doing?
The only way to prove you're not in a cult is to leave.
True.
That's the there's only one way.
Yep.
So,
yep.
There you go.
And sometimes that what doesn't even prove it.
It doesn't always help.
Yeah.
But
anyway, the jury's out on Trump.
Yeah, you'll never know.
So, I'm going to believe in Trump and the jury's out right now. But this is a fiasco of fiascos. So, no, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to stop asking questions. And I wish Trump would stop telling people to stop asking questions. Do you know how this crazy the fuck works? I mean, I hate to be giving you advice on how to cover something up. I don't even want to do that. But it's like, what are you doing? It's like they say who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. And as our founder said, we can never be overtaken from outsiders. We have to destroy ourselves from within. And I know the Democrats are pure evil. And I just need Trump not to behave like he is. That's my report.
Good report. Not good.
No.
This is a man who is like, he's so clearly like, you guys are not doing what we need to play this game. You're not doing your role. Trump, fuck. Come on, man.
I mean, let's again, this makes sense to all of them within their structure,
mm-hmm.
right? But in the real world, right, we are watching a man with all the bombs get into a slap fight with a man with all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
You mean Trump and Musk?
Yeah, we're not watching like a conflict play out. We're not watching an ideological battle. We're not watching a physical conflict. We're not watching anything but two giant babies whine at each other. And then we have to pick up all the pieces. And in the process of doing that, these people have revealed insane things to the rest of us.
Yeah, and those two giant rich babies have, you know, accrued power and influence by promising people various things. Trump promising a white nationalist utopia, yep, and all of your jobs back and all of this shit. And Musk, a techno utopia of, you know,
also white nationalist.
Sure. But with an on off switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With a nice
and
little
cool
twist to it. Yeah.
LED lights in your head and stuff.
Yeah, a little sci-fi twist on it.
Yeah. So, like, they've both done this. And people have fallen for it, and we've ended up in a position now where we're trying to intellectualize it so much.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to admit that a large portion of the population just will go along with that.
Yep.
And that's sad. That's gross.
Well, America's a con.
Hey.
Mm.
Yep. Fair enough. I mean,
I
got nothing. So, Alex, he's in a position where this has been a fucking mess.
Yeah.
You know, there is obviously the FBI memo comes out. There's the attempt to deal with it. Trump made a deal, blah, blah, blah. Things get a bit more anti-Semitic. We blame Israel. I don't know. Maybe. Deep state? Deeper state.
No, who knows? Don't you get it? It's cool. Now Trump is blackmailing heads of state with their pedophile material.
It's fine.
He's the good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do? So there's just been a all over the place attempt to war game, in heavy quotes, an explanation for how Trump can still be good and these things be happening.
Right.
When he's there on that Monday, when he's putting in this special report, it really does feel a little bit like, I'm done. Fuck this. Because he says, I have to do what I have to do.
You got to do what you got to do is usually a not good statement. Yeah.
He's supporting Glenn Beck coming out with a message of like, yes, I like Trump deporting people, but we are going to lose our mortal soul.
Right.
If we continue to support him when he's very obviously working with the devil.
I mean, it's impossible to say otherwise.
So then Alex comes back on the 15th.
Puked and rallied?
You bet. He saw something on Twitter and hope springs eternal.
All right, so much to hit. We have some really good news. Last night, I saw the Benny Johnson interview with Laura Trump, who's one of the smartest people in the administration and the head of the RNC. And she said, no, we're looking to appoint a special counsel. Or she said the feds are looking to, and Trump wants to reopen it. He understands the public's concerns. People said, wow, could this be true? Of course it's true. She's like the mouthpiece of Trump. And so this morning I made a few phone calls and they said, yes, the decision's basically been made, but it's being developed right now. But look for a special counsel to be appointed as early as sometime this week. So that was like a million-pound weight off my back last night because I knew Laura Trump's not full of crap.
We don't spend enough time discussing how nakedly corrupt it is that Laura Trump is the head of the RNC.
What are we going to do?
It's low on the list, but it's pretty brazen.
Yep.
So Laura Trump has come out, I guess, and said that there's going to be a special counsel appointed by Trump to look into the Epstein stuff, and not a moment too soon.
Mm.
Shit was getting hot in the kitchen for the Trump media, and this is exactly what they need to take the edge off. Alex is saying 100-pound weight is off his chest.
Independent investigation.
Great.
Yeah.
We can spin all kinds of yarns about that.
Totally.
It'll take years.
Does it matter if it's actually independent? Nope, because by the time you can prove it, we'll be way gone.
And if there is like a independent investigation that's going on, someone's going to tell Trump to shut up.
Absolutely.
One of these lawyers in the White House is going to be like,
they'll finally get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, 2 days after this, the White House press secretary was asked if Trump was going to do this.
Oh.
And she said, quote, the president would not recommend a special counsel in the Epstein case.
Huh.
That's how he feels. So I guess Alex's sources were all wrong or fake.
Mm.
And it's really sad to see him get his hopes up like this. It's exactly what he needs. And he's just like, gobble, 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 gobble. I'll take it.
I don't know what their internal, like, here's what I think, okay? You know how, publications have a style guide, you know? Like, if you work for the Times, you kind of have to write like this. This is what you kind of sound like, because the Times sounds like this, right? I don't know what the time for lying is. What are the style guidelines for lying? Because sometimes it feels like they are fine with just lying straight to your face. And then sometimes it's like, you could have said Trump is thinking about it and then move on.
You mean like the press secretary?
Yeah.
Why is she saying Trump's not into this?
Sometimes you are very clearly lying with a smile on your face, like, we're probably not going to do anything bad. Like, you're lying. So, but why not choose this time to be like, oh, he's thinking real hard about it, and I think he's going to pull the trigger sometime. You know?
I would imagine, you know, it's a little bit of an art, and I think that you probably intuit a bunch of it off of what Trump is saying.
Right. And which is the wrong thing.
If she's saying that in response to a question,
yeah,
then he's probably like, no fucking way am I
absolutely
gonna do-. So privately, he's probably pretty clear about, like, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm totally against this.
Yeah.
And she's delivering, like, a watered-down version.
Right. Just lie.
Yeah. Maybe Trump wanted her to say that, though.
Which is another crazy thing about these people. Insane.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, his mind might think, like, if I say it's possible and then I don't deliver on that, that's going to be worse than me just saying, no, we're not doing this.
You're going day by day, buddy. Anything that gets you tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Woo. So anyway.
Yeah.
Pressure's off.
Yeah, it's good to know that this will probably go away now.
Totally cool.
I think
on the 15th, we're fine.
I'm glad that we're past it. It's like a dark storm, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're past it. We can clear skies ahead.
Yeah, and now that the sun has come up, the morning is broken, Alex can sit and reflect about how, like, you know what? He just overreacted to Elon's tweet. I think that's going to work. I think we'll stick with that.
There you go.
That's really all this was.
Yeah.
We know from the different criminal indictments and investigations and lawsuits basically what's in there and who's involved, and there's no Trump. So why is he doing that? Well, because Elon came out and said he'd been told by people that Trump was somehow implicated. Now, is that manipulation by people giving Elon bad information? Or is Elon super sophisticated and set a trap for Trump? I'm not saying that. I'm speculating. I don't believe that. Regardless, you can see this being teed up. And indeed it was. But you've got the King of England wanting it shut down. You've got all these other world leaders wanting it shut down. Trump could kill it and then get a lot of political cachet with those groups. That's the type of advice that Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, we know has been giving Trump. And I'm not trying to villainize her. That's very that's the trendy thing to do, very avant-garde. No,
but I'm sorry?
It is Susie Wiles, because she's a big politico that has a foot in the Democratic Party and a foot in the Republican Party.
So avant-garde. So we're going to blame Susie Wiles on this one.
I think sometimes you got a bucket of things that you want to say, and sometimes you just pull out the wrong one, but then you've got avant-garde, so you got to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fine, it's avant-garde.
Yeah. It's very expressionistic to blame Susie Wiles.
It's very interpretive dance.
So we can see one piece here that Alex definitely wants to keep of the stories that he stumbled into, and that is that Trump got hurt, his feelings got hurt by Elon's tweet, so he squashed the Epstein investigation to protect himself, and now everything's unraveling because Trump listened to bad advice.
Yeah.
He wasn't covering up his involvement with Epstein in any crimes or anything.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get the stink of Elon's tweet off him, you know? It's understandable. It's human.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this that really fucking bothers me, right? Because we all know that political leaders on some form or function are going to do evil things. Like, throwing a bomb at somebody is evil. You can't do that. We allow that kind of shit to happen, right? And this is horribly fucked up. To me, as far as a leader of a government is concerned, I would rather have an evil, like, monster leader than one who suddenly does things because his feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I would want to, like, okay, you're evil, but at least I know you know what you're doing.
Sure. And I know that this is a really awful thing, and a lot of people hide behind it. So yeah. I don't want to say, like, this is an excuse. But a lot of times, geopolitical conflicts can be abstracted out to, like, it's in our national interests to do X, Y, or Z.
There you go.
And monstrous things get slid under the rug, and people... You know,
it's not so monstrous because what could happen is even more monstrous. Yeah, right. The whole thing.
And there's really no version of that for, like, my petty feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
We are now, like, in the thrall of this person's emotions.
Yeah.
As opposed to what we could intellectualize as, like, national interest.
Hundreds of millions of lives depend on this in some way.
Yeah.
Whether it be improving making them work, any number of different things. This is literally a guy's feelings are hurt, so he's going to fuck up everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, I also think that, you know, while we're on the subject, maybe the idea of those things being swept under the rug for national interest, in quotes, maybe that's something that deserves to be reevaluated.
Of course.
But it is still different.
I want to evaluate adult things. I want to evaluate adult things so bad, but we've got a baby in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very interesting what Alex is up to here, because he's typically been pretty positive about Susie Wiles.
Mm.
But the more overtly Nazi side of the right-wing media really hates her. Nick Fuentes called her, quote, anti-white scum after she said, quote, for every Karen we lose, we're going to win a Jamal and Enrique. She was a central target of Nick's Groiper War last September, partially because she's been supportive of the Israeli government and is alleged to have helped Netanyahu's 2020 campaign.
Great.
I'm not sure where Nick stands on the issue of her dad being legendary sports broadcaster Pat Summerall.
What?
It's an interesting piece of trivia.
That is an interesting piece of trivia.
Turning on Susie Wiles is a subtle but telling signal about where Alex's winds are blowing and who he's kind of buddying up to.
Yeah.
So when he says that it's avant-garde, it's obviously a stupid use of a word.
Yeah.
But what he means is, like, the Nazi kids are on this tip.
Right.
This is what the cool kids are doing, like Nick. And it's avant-garde to be anti-Susie Wiles.
I think growing up... because I didn't know much about the man or his life, if somebody had said, like, oh, John Madden should be president, he'd be better than most of the presidents we've ever had, I would be like, come on, he's a broadcaster, yada yada. John Madden would have been one of the best presidents we've ever had, without a question in my mind. He would have been great.
Do you remember when you mixed up John Madden's catchphrase with Emeril Lagasse's?
I do.
Bam tough acting to acting. So, look, Alex, he hasn't picked sides. And that's what really makes him so great.
It is.
And then Alex, he's talking about that, and then he starts talking about how Trump has been chewing his own foot off.
People go, wait a minute, you were just attacking Trump, and now you're defending him. What is this? Well, I don't pick a side here. As the investigation goes on, our own investigation, your investigation, we call balls and strikes.
Error.
But it's basically what I said a week ago. Or over a week ago. Because this is how these people operate. But the answer to that is
1776.
There's a lot of stuff in criminal investigations and other indictments that they weren't able to hide. Let them put out their report that's got some fake Jane Doe thing in it or some FBI report. And then let it all be run to ground. And just like Russiagate, it's fake. And then you go ahead and you indict all the big globalists that are clearly involved. If you say, no, sir, the easiest thing is just to shut this down. No, you've now walked into their trap. So I'm like, Trump, it's a bear trap. Don't walk into it 2 months ago. Oh, you're getting close. You have your surrogates out on TV, you know, saying, move along. Nothing to see here. Bongino and Patel looking like deer in the headlights. They've obviously been ordered by you to do this or by Susie Wiles. Stop. Don't step in it. No, no. Boom on the leg. And now I'm like, now listen, Trump. If you keep doubling down, it's equivalent to chewing your leg off. You'll bleed to death politically. We can help you.
Politically.
All of us together can get that bear clamp off your leg, bandage it up, get you to a doctor, and you're going to be all right. And Trump's sitting there with his leg in a bear trap. Or, sir, just be calm here, please. Okay. Don't start chewing on your leg, all righty. Hold on. You're chewing on your leg. That's not good. So that's the analogy here.
Trump sounds like an idiot in Alex's mind. It sounds like Alex kind of hates this guy.
Yeah.
He's too stupid to know that he's chewing off his own leg. Like, I think that Alex is there's an infantilization that he has, and also like a, hey, we're the propaganda guys. This is what we exist for.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're making our job harder. And I just, he seems mad.
It is a resentment. It feels like they know somehow this guy is magic. He makes the things they want to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, he's a fucking idiot. So we have to make the things that we want to happen. The magic has to happen. But the only way the magic can happen is if we all pretend he's not a fucking idiot, which is great. It's great. Yeah. It's just
except
no notes.
When he steps in these bear traps and he starts chewing on his foot.
Yeah, boy, that one's tough. That's a glare. Like if you're holding, if you're watching Weekend at Bernie's, Bernie's not even falling into that, you know, and he's dead.
Maybe Weekend at Bernie's too.
Oh, well, he's definitely, well, because he can walk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the big difference.
That is the big difference.
Little known fact. That's the big difference between the Weekend and Bernie's.
There really isn't much else, honestly.
So, look, man, bear trap. Alex is like, I got this. Trump's like, no, I want to chew.
Yep.
And then Alex is like, nah, dude, come on. I got this. And thankfully, Trump's listened and everything is all right now.
Great.
And now Trump's sitting there with his leg in it. And now they're getting ready to announce a special counsel, and the bear trap went click, click. Bear trap, you have to click, 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 click all these springs.
Thanks for the details.
It's going click, click, one click. I'm like, does that feel better? Now, a couple more clicks, we can get your foot out of there. Click, click, click. Ah, yes, let's avoid the enemy traps. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's the tone of voice you use with an equal.
So we've been vindicated again. Everything we said has come true exactly like I said it would. And all of the mainline influencers and Republican minions that Jones is a traitor, he's an enemy, he needs to be, you know, shut down, put in jail. You're amateurs. And you just take establishment talking points and parrot them. You have no integrity. You don't know what you're doing.
Not like me. I have decided that Laura Trump talking some shit means that a special counsel investigation is open and we're out of the woods and Trump's foot is out of this trap.
I like it. I like
you amateurs.
You are fucking stupid. If you just say it, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about this a bit that like this show is largely about his feelings.
Yeah.
And you can tell this ride that he's been on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of relief, but also resentment here. On this 15th.
It is such a strange way to view the time that we live in, because it is like watching the only member of the media who truly has no ability to control these things watch the only politician who truly has no ability to control these things, and everybody around them enables them in the exact same ways. It's fascinating.
Yeah, there are other people who operate on like some kind of a my emotions are dictating stuff in right-wing media.
Yeah,
but none of them as rich and sort of positioned as Alex.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's no one else who has the same vibe as Trump in that way, that like we're all beholden to your moods.
Yep. Yeah.
that's fascinating.
And we just have to wake up, and that is the day. He's mad at people today, so we just have to do that, and then tomorrow we will do something else.
I was gonna declare war on Trump, but then that Truth Social post looked pretty good, so I'm gonna run with that. Uh-oh, my audience doesn't like it. Glenn Beck is right, we're losing our soul. Oh, wait, there's a special counsel investigation. Everything is fine. Trump's out of the bear trap.
Great.
This is insane.
This is not good.
Oh, man. So anyway, Alex yells about how QAnon people are stupid.
Yeah, it's about time.
Politics is downstream from the grassroots. We are the opposite of AstroTurf. We are the people in the Declaration of Independence. We the people. We work in the farms and the factories and drive the 18-wheelers. We raise the children. We praise God. We fight in the military. We are the people. We are the plan. And when Trump deviates from that and starts doing something that's the opposite of what he said he would do, because of special interests every time manipulated because he's so busy, we're going to go expose those special interests. We're not going to trust a plan and not engage when we see Trump taking a misstep. It's like painting your windshield black so you can't even see out of your car while you're driving. That's the reality. And boy, have we been proven right again. So now a special counsel. You can say, well, that'll be fraud, whatever. The point is, it's not whoever was advising Trump to walk right into this Democrat deep state trap and say, oh, let's just move on. You know, stop it. Oh, no, it's not Trump. It's Pam Bondi. Get rid of her. She misstepped. No, it's Trump. I told you last Monday. And, of course, you learned the next few days it was. Right over and over and over and over again, because this is what I do. This is what my team does. It's what my guests do. It's what my sources do. Do you have any idea who's been on the phone with this morning? No, you don't.
Roger. So, at the beginning of that,
yeah.
I guess I didn't include in the clip the part where he specifically brings up QAnon, but yeah. He's ranting
trust
about
the plan. No, I saw. Yeah, yeah.
So I love the part there where he's like, "I'm vindicated by this thing that is not true." Laura Trump said that there's going to be a special counsel, and then Trump said, "Nah, he's been vindicated. This is what I do. This is what I do full time."
I say that it. And maybe I'm just taking a negative point of view on it, but I think it might be cheating to be vindicated before something happens. I think I view vindicated as a postscript. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said this thing would happen, and then it did happen. Then I have been vindicated. Mm-hmm. Not like, it'll probably happen. I've been vindicated.
Yeah, but someone tweeted about Laura Trump saying this thing, so that did happen.
Vindicated.
Right.
I'm vindicated.
Yeah, we're post that tweet.
So vindicated.
That Alex saw.
Somebody tweeted.
So look, oof. Trump's had a tough time. This
For
has
sure.
been a rough week.
Yeah.
But the fever has broken.
Thank God.
Yeah. Everything is fine now.
Yep.
Trump is back to his senses. And everybody who's saying that, like, he's going to stick to his guns on this and be like, hey, all of you people who care about Epstein, I don't want you as my followers anymore.
Well,
that's fake news.
That's bullshit.
And they're reporting MAGA starts to move on from Epstein drama as Trump digs in. That's old news from yesterday. That's not true. The Democrats hope Trump, quote, moves on with the cover-up because it'll be so devastating. As Steve Bannon said, he could lose up to 40 seats in the House in the midterms. And you see Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson at TPUSA and Turning Point events, and they say, how many of you want Trump to not release the Epstein information? Boo, none of us. No. How many of you want him to release it? Ah, yay! Just people want the truth.
Yeah. So, hey, everything's good. Everything's good now. We're cool. Anybody who says that Trump is, you know, hours away from tweeting that his followers who care about Epstein are losers.
Yeah.
And should shut the fuck up.
Yep.
And go support someone else. They're liars. And they don't know what they're talking about because Alex knows everything.
Yeah.
And he's seen crowds cheer and boo. So he knows.
I mean,
he's seen a tweet about Laura Trump suggesting that there's going to be a special counsel. So everything is fine.
There are worse polling methods than everybody wants this and nobody wants not this.
That's true. Although it's clearly not indicative of what Trump is going to do.
No, that does seem to be an issue with democracy.
So
it feels very non-representative.
Thank God, though,
yeah,
that everything is fine.
Boy.
Rhyme and reason have returned. Alex is proven right once again. Everything is cool.
Moved on.
But going back to what you just saw from Trump a year ago on Epstein, on Lex Fridman's show, and on that Fox program, where on national news they put out the clip, I'll release it, on the internet, on Fox Nation, they put out the full clip, where he says, except I won't release it all. There's a lot of innocent people been mixed in by the intelligence agencies. That's how they do it. Now he put a Truth Social out Sunday saying Brennan and Clapper were in control of this. People go, oh, my God, it's an even bigger cover-up. Now he claims the files from them. It is. They were in control of it. They're not going to leave the bad stuff about them in there. People go, well, I'm confused. You're saying Trump made a bad decision covering this up, and now you're admitting it's a fraud. Well, yeah, you don't cover up the fraud because then that makes you a part of it. You go to war with it. And Trump now gets that, so just watch. I'll be right again. This is really good news. And, of course, liberal media is like, Jones was against Trump on this, but now he's spinning it, wanting to believe something good. No, I've experienced the Democrats falsifying files on me over and over again. In Congress, you name it. They're famous for it. My goodness. Do you not remember all of this?
Famous by whom?
I just report the facts that we know are the most accurate. And as we get more information, we'll add to it. But in general, we're pretty much always right. Now, we're going to go to break. These just came in to the Arkansas facility, and they're engraved there with the InfoWars and the Alex Jones on them.
Yep.
This is a new limited edition dagger.
He's got a dagger. New InfoWars dagger, and it's good for stabbing.
Man, a dagger is such a great thing to have in this exact moment, perhaps in the Ides of a month.
Yeah, they might end up somewhere, those daggers. Someone's back. I think that it is a great product. When he went to an ad, I was like, of course he's going to an ad.
Yeah.
But then I was not prepared for we got daggers.
We got daggers, baby. Daggers are in stock.
So that's cool. That's definitely cool. And I'm glad that he's so confident that he will be proven right and that everything is totally fine now.
You know, sometimes I feel crazy because I don't understand what these people want. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. They want
to sell daggers.
You know, no, well, I mean, the conservatives who Alex is talking to and the people who are being gaslit in this way, like all of us. But they get stuff and they are fine with it, right? But in this one instance, I know what they want and the other people don't. They want some heads. That's what they want. They want some heads. It doesn't matter if they, like, give them a few heads, put them on trial. In 4 years, say there was a technical, blah, blah, blah. Everybody will be fine. It'll cost a lot of money, but these people are going to get heads. That's what they want.
That is what a lot of people want.
Yeah.
Alex wants heads, or he wants to at least be like, yeah, heads.
Exactly.
But then he also wants to maintain Trump.
Right.
As a source of power, as a source of institutional power.
Right.
Because that's all he's known. Everything that he's grown up with, the whole world is about that, the proximity to that. And so Alex, I think the relief that he feels and that he's expressing is like, fuck, we found a way that it feels like we can give some heads.
Yep.
And we can keep Trump in power. He was trying to figure out what's the line. How do we walk this? How do we promise death and not be like, well, we got to throw Trump to him.
Right, right.
And I think that he feels like he's found that, and he has not.
Nope. Trump's got to do it. Trump is the only one who can say, here are the heads you've asked for. I get to keep mine.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to, because that would be admitting that he has to give them something, which he doesn't have to do.
No.
He's not going to have to give anybody fucking anything.
No.
Yeah.
He'll give Alex Chase's head.
Absolutely.
Art of the deal.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly it.
He'll cut his head off with one of these daggers.
Oh, my God. I love that.
So the dagger.
How good is the dagger?
It's so good.
I bet it's good.
Yeah.
I bet it's a good dagger.
Alex spends a bit of time talking about how easily
curvy?
You can click it in and out of the little sheath.
Oh, okay. Is it one of the... It's not like an assassin's dagger, like from the
Prince of
Persia.
It's actually one of the hand...
Oh, God,
Assassin's
that'd be great.
Creed, wrist knife.
Get that ring finger out of here.
You know what? I have to tell you the God's honest truth.
What's
I didn't
that?
Watch this episode, so I don't have a visual on this dagger.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I love to imagine what it could be. I think it's probably just like a Bowie knife.
I see so many like Skyrim daggers.
No.
Like I see all kinds of stuff in my head right now. We've got fun things going on.
I think you should be thinking more boring murder dagger.
Mm.
Anyway, Alex is plugging this dagger.
Yeah.
And we have one last clip here because he really clearly stops himself from saying InfoWars store.
It's great. Your purse, backpacker on your side. You can also skin a buck and run a trot line with it. Get yours now, limited edition, at thealexjonesstore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide. The limited edition Alex Jones Secret Battle Dagger, now available. InfoWars. Need your support? Now,
you could not be more clear about you're about to say InfoWarsStore.com, but you remember I don't get any money from that.
That needs to be it's an entire animated movie of his brain flying that plane and the plane going down. Just pull up! Pull up!
That pause is... there's so much in it.
It's an eternity.
Now, beyond that, yeah. I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
And that Alex is he's a country poser.
Yeah.
He's trying to sell this knife by saying you can use it to skin a buck and run a trot line. But a trot line's a fishing setup that mostly involves tying knots.
Yeah.
He just says those two examples whenever he wants to sound like he's a hillbilly because they're from Hank Williams Jr.'s song A Country Boy Can Survive. Like, this is a guy who's wearing an outfit.
He's a poser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like me trying to say that I grew up on a farm because I sang Toby Keith at karaoke. This is bullshit.
It is, you know, it is just one of those, like, if something works, people keep doing it. Like, when you see people doing something, they're doing it because it makes sense to them, because it works over time. Like, why wouldn't you pose? Everything he does is a pose, and it's always been more successful than trying to be himself. Because he's a piece of shit.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
So there's more to this episode, but I thought that this would be a good breaking off point.
Yeah.
Because Alex seems to be in good spirits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Generally speaking, he's a little bit pissed off that Trump's so dumb he's chewing his foot off.
Sure.
But he's relieved that, like, the weight on his chest has been taken off by...
Right.
This special counsel announcement. And right around the corner is Trump tweeting, get lost, losers.
So when the fellowship, right, they made it to the Mines of Moria, and that we got the whole speak friend of enter thing, and then the monster's coming out and chases them inside the Mine of Moria, and they're like, oh, man, so good we're not being chased by that monster.
Mm-hmm.
The Mines of Moria, slightly more threatening.
This is the act break, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is where we think we're safe.
The Balrog is coming.
But the Balrog and the threat that drove you into the mines are both trouble.
Both trouble.
So we'll enjoy Alex running straight into that brick wall on our next episode. But until then, we have a website.
Indeed we do. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep. We'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I am the mysterious professor.
Woo, yeah, woo, yeah, woo!
And now here comes the sex robots.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.